Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Is Don Benson there?
No, he's not in right now. Who's calling?
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, let me ask you this. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
My age is 58.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I would say 10.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I guess Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I guess not very strong Democrat.
Thank you. Think about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
We have very satisfied and just satisfied. Which one would it be?
Yeah, satisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read the list and to just let me know which ones are. First one, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Next one, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, health care costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change, and environmental issues.
How many do you want me to pick?
However many? At least two?
I mean, like, all of them are valid, you know, points.
Okay.
So I'm interested in all of the above.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, seems like needs to be narrowed down to two choices according to this. Will you be able to select two?
Yeah, run them by me again because it was the first couple.
We have criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. Gun regulation and reform, protecting...
Both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, both of those.
The first two? Okay.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, well, you said your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say it's getting better.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think that they're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say it very often, not often, or not at all?
What were the choices? Very often, not often?
Yeah, very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I would say often.
Okay, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preferences in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump.
What was the scale again?
0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you do not feel cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
I would say 0.
Thank you. Next one, Cornel West.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Next one, the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I would say 0.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
50%.
Thank you. Next one, the Republican Party.
I would say 20%.
Okay. How about Tim Scott?
Probably 0.
Okay. Black Lives Matter?
I would say 50%.
Okay. And last one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I would say 50%. I'm not sure what that is.
Thank you. And I know it's been a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for, Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And next one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat agree.
And last one, America is on the path to another civil war.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
What was that one again?
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black in minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now I'm going to read two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. First one, statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Other people says America's strength, it is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through trust to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
I would say B.
And would that be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it is extremely important. 5 means you think it is somewhat important. And 0 means you don't think it is important at all. You can use always any number between 0 and 10. First one, freedom to protest the police or government.
5.
Thank you. Next one, police that treat everyone the same, or treat everyone the same, I'm sorry.
10.
Thank you. Next one, a commitment to Christian ideals.
I would say 2.
Thank you. Next one, the right to bear arms.
I would say 5.
Thank you. Next one, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you. Next one, equal economic opportunities for all.
I would say 10.
And last one, immigration to this country.
10.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time. Just a few more questions. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Next first one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
Thank you. Last one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. How we rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, and these are the last few questions, and these are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience today. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.